5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Ladies, you have been maybe unwillingly, definitely unwillingly and unknowingly spreading a myth, a rumor about science when it comes to other women that we now know is absolutely false.
Yeah, up until now, we have really thought that women had Bluetooth connection in their uteruses because me, Cassie, and Kristen will always be like, I'm on my period, and then they'll be like, I'm on my period, and we're like, we're synced up.
We've heard this a million times over the years, right? Women in sororities constantly saying, yeah, the entire house was synced up after a while. We've heard it for decades.
And now I have the official proof to debunk this myth. This is coming from CBC News. Dr. Jen Gunter, who apparently is called the internet's gynecologist, according to this caption.
Wow. She's a lot of hoo-haws.
Quite the title.
I see them every day online. And not real ones, just figuratively.
And she is saying that this whole period syncing thing is a total myth.
The greatest single myth or misconception about menstruation is the idea that if you put a bunch of women together, that they're all going to cycle in sync, because that is not true. First of all, it's been studied, so we know it doesn't happen. We have excellent evidence-based medicine to show it's not true. Secondly, there's no biological mechanism for it to happen. If you understand how menstruation works, if you read my book and understand the hormone signaling, there's no outside influence for that. And then people say, oh, what about pheromones? No one has actually ever proven the existence of human pheromones. I know the perfume industry would have you think otherwise, but no one has proven they exist. And humans do not have a functioning vomeronasal organ, which is the organ to detect pheromones. Dogs do. They have huge ones. We don't. But the thing that I really hate about that is it positions women as breeders that are not in control of their own body, that somehow they can be affected by the herd, that they're not thinking beings. And so I think it's awful on that level, but it's absolutely not true. And it's just mathematics. If you take two randomly occurring events and line them up, they will at times be in sequence and at times not. And you just remember the time when you're in sequence.
Shocking!
How
shocking
about that?
Lady.
Right? So every time I've been accused of pulling somebody, it was not true!
No. And we tested this theory because I was trying to get my period before my cousin's wedding. Yeah. And we rubbed up against each other.
We did. Consensually.
There are two things to chew on here. There's the sinking, but also there's no pheromones?
Yeah, apparently.
Really?
What?
Yeah,
exactly. I know.
That was a shocker, too, because, like, as she said, like, you know, and there's something, I don't know how it got into my Instagram algorithm, but some kind of perfume that's supposed to make a man go wild because of pheromones. But according to her, that does not exist.
Oh, I've definitely searched for that perfume on Amazon before.
Yeah.
It's like the body oil that you put on. It's supposed to, like, activate certain chemicals in your body to make you more attractive to the opposite sex. I didn't order it, but I did think about it.
Well, according to her, it's all...
Yeah,
nothing's real.
I bet Fauci's behind both of these. Freaking science. The science thing.
All right, Cassie, gentle parenting. It bit you in the booty.
I mean, maybe I'm just a failure as a parent, because that's also very possible.
Oh, welcome to the club.
Yay.
It's so much fun. Let's fail together.
But I have been trying what's called gentle parenting, and that doesn't mean pushover parenting. Like, it just means you handle things a little more emotionally and gently with your kids, rather than the overbearing authoritative, you must do this now, kind of feel,
no
right?
No reasoning, just it's my way or the highway parenting.
Yeah, not that way, but so much as like, you give them the reason. We don't do this because of this. Or you redirect or things like if they're running, you don't say, don't run. You say, walk, please, because if you fall, you will hurt yourself. Remember? So you give them explanations. And mm-hmm. it takes a while to sink in. But with my eldest daughter, who's four, it's been really successful. And she's very sensitive. So it's worked great. I also have a two-year-old mm-hmm. who's almost 2.5. And we have actually discussed getting his hearing checked because he doesn't even respond to his name. And it is getting to a point, and his hearing is fine. We've already had it tested. He's fine. He just ignores us. He don't give an F. He will do what he wants if he wants to do it. And he'll do that thing where he also, you're like, please don't do this. And he'll just stare you in the eye and walk and go do it. And he thinks it's funny, like he's being cheeky, but it's getting tiring. And so I'll try the same tactics like, Max, don't do this because of X, Y, and Z. Max, or I'll remove him or redirect him, everything. Sometimes he won't even listen. And I find I have to yell at the top of my lungs to even get him to slowly turn his head and look at me. And I'm like, I don't want to be the yelling parent, but that's the only way you listen. And now his sister is learning from him. Mm. And so I sit him down, guys, and she'll start crying. And I'm like, I don't want to yell. And in my head, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm this parent. I don't want to yell, but you're forcing me to. And I can be better. I just don't know what to do because Max is also hitting and biting now. Mm-hmm. And I know it's because he doesn't have the words he needs to express himself genuinely. He's not a mean kid. And I can see when he gets frustrated, he just can't verbalize it. Right. And I am at a loss for what to do.
Yeah. This is why I stuck to raising cats.
You're on The Bert Show.